Nicholas was not at home when they entered. A great slatternly girl, not so old as Bessie, but taller and stronger, was busy at the washtub knocking about the furniture in a rough, capable way. Margaret asked her for a cup of water, and while she ran to fetch it, knocking down the fire irons and tumbling over a chair in her way, she unloosed Bessie's bonnet strings to relieve her catching breath. "Do you think such a life as this is worth caring for?" gasped Bessie at last. Margaret did not speak, but held the water to her lips. Bessie took a long and feverish draught, and then fell back and shut her eyes. Margaret heard her murmur to herself, "They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat." Margaret bent over and said, "Bessie, don't be impatient with your life, whatever it is, or may have been.